Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians chapter number 12. We'll begin at verse number 12 and we're going to read to verse number 24. We finished off in verse number 12 last week, but I want to begin there again to kind of set the stage. So 1 Corinthians 12:12. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being member are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not of the hand, am I not of the body? I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, behold, I am not the eye, I'm not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? Or if the whole hearing, where were the smelling? But God has set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our comely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God had tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. There is so much here. In a nutshell, what it's talking about, everybody is important in the church. There's no big eyes and there's no little eyes. You know, I'm not talking about these eyes. I'm talking about people and individuals. You know, and Paul is trying to set that foundation down where we know they had received some gifts, the church at Corinth, and pride had lifted up many of these members because they thought, my gift is better than your gift, you know, that kind of thing. And knock some other people down. And anyway, and Paul is straightening that out. Beginning in verse number 13. We read verse number 12, but again, that's that set that context that there's many members, but we're in one body. And that one body is Christ's body, is a New Testament church. We found that out. Westwood Missionary Baptist Church is the body of Christ. Amen. And so with that in mind, verse number 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. Now, before I get started, this one verse is used in a teaching of what's called universalism. In other words, that we are all in one big universal church. That's not what this is teaching. Matter of fact, let me go a little farther than that. This ain't the teaching of the church, but just lay a foundation. The word church is used at ecclesia. It's used 114 times, roughly, in the New Testament. So I'm told, I didn't count every one, but I'm told there are 114 times in the New Testament. And every one of them refers to a local, visible church assembly. Okay, we're talking about to the church at Corinth, to the church at Laodicea, to the church at Philippi, or to the churches of Galatia in that region. Go on and on, but the point is they're all referring to a local church of saved, baptized believers who've assembled together to carry out the commands of Christ. But people would use this one verse to say, oh, we're all now in the body of Christ collectively around the world. Paul, addressing the church at Corinth, continued teaching them about their oneness as a body of Christ. The same Spirit that gives diversities of gifts. Look in verse number 3 of the same chapter. We're talking about but by the Holy Ghost. Verse number 4, but the same Spirit. Look in verse number 7. When manifested of the Spirit is given to every man. In verse number 8, for is given by the one Spirit, the knowledge by the same Spirit. Verse number 9, it's the same Spirit. It goes on and on. Verse number 11, in the self same Spirit. He goes on in the same thought in verse number 13, for by one Spirit. We're all together. And what God did for one person, he did for all of us through the Holy Spirit. He's talking about placing us into the body of Christ. That's the thought. That by one Spirit are we placed into the body of Christ, that local New Testament church. By the way, the word baptized here is that Greek word baptizo. I had the privilege of going to Fort Myers this weekend, and Brother Temple Meek preached Friday night, and Kyler preached a wonderful message yesterday. And I wanted him to preach what he preached yesterday today. It was unbelievable, wasn't it, Temple? I shouldn't say that because Temple won't agree whatever I say. But anyway, and I said, you need to preach that today, but I think he has another message. I don't know. But anyway, Temple talked about being a Greek scholar, and he wasn't a language guy, but Temple is a language fella. So I'm intimidated when I use these Greek words, but we need to know the word is baptizo. By one Spirit are we baptized. The word baptizo means to be immersed or to placed into. Well, what are we placed into? By the Spirit of God. We're placed into the body of Christ. He places us there, which is his church. Every local scriptural church is part of the body of Christ. The Spirit of God placed us here. Okay. Now we're going to go on a little bit farther about water baptism. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But let me finish this verse. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, God is no respecter of persons. Doesn't matter who you are or your background is. If you've trusted Christ as your Savior, he's placed you into that. Whether you're Jew or Gentile, or whether we be bond or free, and all have been made to drink into one Spirit. Again, that's that togetherness into that local New Testament church that he's talking about so definitely here. Now, it doesn't matter your background. We are brought together by the same Spirit. The Spirit led us and placed us into his body. Many members, yet one body. Under one Spirit of God, there should be no divisions. And he's going to address that. But before we go any farther, there's a teaching in a lot of churches there about Holy Ghost baptism or Holy Spirit baptism, Holy Ghost baptism. And I want to address that for just a couple of minutes before we move on from here. About this, have you ever heard anybody ask you, or you heard somebody say, have you been baptized by the Holy Ghost? There's a lot of churches that teach that. Okay, let me tell you, I've never been baptized by the Holy Ghost, neither have you. There are 6 references about baptism of the Holy Ghost in all the scripture, only 6. It's interesting, Paul didn't talk about it in all his writings. He never referred to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Here he's talking about baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is completely different of a baptism of the Holy Ghost that we're going to talk about. Baptism of the Holy Ghost baptism, we find is first mentioned. I want you to turn there, maybe he can get it up there real quick. Matthew chapter number 3, verse number 11. This is the first time it's mentioned. In Bible study, it's called the law of first mention. When you hear something called law of first mention, your ears should pop up to that, okay?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.